This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 211. For Wednesday, January 6th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday morning, mirroring gains in the Chicago soy complex. The March canola contract is up 620 at 652.10 per ton. The May canola contract is up 630 at 643.60 per ton. The Chicago soy complex has shown considerable strength in recent days due to dry South American growing conditions. Nearby soy oil contracts were up by about 0.75 cents in early morning activity. Strength in the Canadian dollar kept a lid on further gains for canola. The dollar was around 78.8 U.S. cents. Crude oil futures traded above $50 for the first time in nearly 11 months this morning, after Saudi Arabia announced they will make production cuts of 1 million barrels per day in February and March. The Chicago soy complex was stronger this morning. Argentina's grain inspectors' unions say they are still negotiating as the strike nears the month-long mark. Dry weather concerns for soybean crops in southern Brazil and Argentina continue to drive concerns about tight global soybean stocks. Farm futures survey for January predict 2020 soybean yields at 49.9 bushels per acre, which is a 1.6% decrease from current USDA expectations. The March soybean contract is up 16.5 cents at $13.63 per bushel. March soy oil is up by about 0.75 cents at 44.25 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up 640 at $441 per hundredweight. Corn futures were also stronger today. Reports indicate corn producers in Argentina are holding a 72-hour strike to protest their government's export license suspension. France is culling 600,000 poultry in order to contain a bird flu outbreak in southwest France. A private firm cut their Argentina corn crop estimates by 1.65 million tons to total 47 million tons and left Brazil's corn unchanged at 106.5 million tons. The March corn contract is up 2.5 cents at $4.94 per bushel. Wheat futures are stronger this morning. Ukraine's grain exports are down 5 million tons compared to a year ago at 26.4 million tons. A private firm cut their Argentine wheat crop estimates by 500,000 tons to total 17.5 million tons. The firm also cut their Canadian wheat estimates by 1.5 million tons to 34.5 million tons. Chicago March is down by 5.5 cents at 6.48. Kansas City March is down 4 cents at 6.05. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down a fraction of a cent in the March contract at 6.05. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, January 6th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.